Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that climate change has emerged as a global disaster, manifested as escalating sea levels, prolonged droughts, intensified wildfires, and unprecedented storms contributing to community collapses worldwide. He said these changes not only endanger vulnerable populations, but also threaten biodiversity and food security. The Vice President was addressing the valedictory session of the 4th International Climate Summit on Bioenergy, Path of Viksit Bharat, in New Delhi yesterday. Dhankar said that India is among the lead nations to be working earnestly in this direction. The Vice President added that India has set a target to achieve 50% of its installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel-based energy sources by 2030 and achieving net zero by 2070. Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pang Konyak yesterday inaugurated an experiential learning center for innovative learning through virtual reality, augmented reality, animation, visual effect, and modern gaming at GHSS Mon. The advisor said that it is a great opportunity for the people of Mon to have such kind of learning facility as it is the first time in Nagaland. He encouraged the students to take advantage of modern technology and added that education system in the state has improved a lot. Konyak said it is not where one studies, but how one studies that makes education important. Mon Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Verma said that it is the first of its kind in Nagaland. He thanked the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, for choosing Mon District and providing fund for the project. The DC said such modern technologies can be popularized only if students are interested and make use of it. Chief Medical Office Dimapur held awareness on zoonotic diseases for its staff in Dimapur yesterday. Assistant Surgeon Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Dimapur, Dr. Michael Imjan, said zoonotic diseases are infections transmitted between animals and humans through the viruses, bacteria, parasites, and other pathogens. He said it is important to stop deforestation, halt wildlife trade and consumption, and maintain personal hygiene and sanitation to control spread of zoonotic infections. The surgeon urged pet owners to vaccinate and keep their pets. Dr. Imjan also highlighted on vaccinating, deworming, and maintaining hygiene for pigs, poultry, and livestock to prevent transmissions. He advised people to deworm annually to prevent infections. Epidemiologist IDSP Dimapur Dr. Mulong Jamir said there are over 1,400 zoonotic pathogens and over 60% of them cause infections in humans. The Nagaland Education Mission Society's Samagra Shiksha has said that Shiksha Saptah will be observed from July 22 to 27 to mark the 4th anniversary of National Education Policy 2020 on July 29. In this regard, the School Education Department is organizing 7-day run-up activities at all levels of School Education Department, which are suggestive in nature. It added that schools can conduct any relevant activities as per guidelines provided by the Ministry of Education, Government of India. All schools are to mandatorily submit a daily activity report by 2 p.m. through Google Form. During the week-long program, the Directorate of School Education will be overall in charge for coordination and supervision of Shiksha Saptah activities. PM Bhushan team are to coordinate organization of Dithi Pochan on the final, and SCERT will provide necessary academic support and coordinate with diets. Meanwhile, NPSC will coordinate with private unaided schools, ensure their participation, and monitor daily report submission. Further, NECTAR project will prepare IEC materials to create wide community awareness. Mon Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Verma has informed individuals, groups, and villagers to make claims and objections against recognition of Longwa Lailo village under Pumching subdivision. The DC in a circular said claims should be done in written within 30 days. The boundaries include Taka River under Bumching in the north, Dagam River under Nanyu to the south, Naichung at Longwa and Longwa Wasa to the east, Dagi River at Danyu to the west. The DC added that if no objection is received, it will forward to the government for necessary action. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.